Hello, HPR. This is Lyle, better known online as X1101, coming to you from Northeast Linux Fest 2014, where I did a live interview where I promised to do my first episode. So here is the obligatory how I got into Linux. About 2002, I started using a bunch of different live CDs on already aged hardware. I remember Damn Small Linux and Nopix, and I may have even had a Slackware install on a really old beige box tower from the time. And I used those off and on for instant messaging and some web browsing. Didn't really know what I was doing, but used it anyway. Then did what every, you know, high school aged geek at the time was doing and built myself a computer. Had Windows XP on it. Unfortunately, it was not a legitimate version of Windows XP and stopped working. So, you know, having this excellent computer with no operating system on it, I talked to one of my buddies who was a Linux user at the time already and found out about it. And he handed me an Ubuntu CD. I've done some digging, and I think it was Ubuntu 5.06, that maybe even earlier than that. Used that off and on for a year or two. Went to college, got another computer, and fought off and on getting Fedora, working on that. Always had a little bit of trouble with the X display on Fedora, not recognizing my cursor at boot, and so had to do the reconfiguring X to make it work. But, you know, not too bad. Through college, I used Fedora, Ubuntu, Debian, did a little bit of work with Backtrack, and still dual booting to Windows for some required coursework and gaming. Hadn't really figured out Wine, and at the time Wine just wasn't around, wasn't very good. And then, you know, graduated, got a job supporting Windows, wasn't doing a lot with Linux. At least not in my professional life. About that time, I pulled up a podcatcher, hadn't heard of podcasts, wasn't really listening to any podcasts. Decided I wanted something Linux-related to keep me going. Pulled up, I think it was G-Potter, looked at the suggestions list, and found Linux Outlaws. And that's kind of how I found the wider free and open source community, of which I'm really, really glad I did. I've met some of the best people I know, and some other people there. Since then, I've added a bunch of other shows to my list. Of course, Hacker Public Radio, I've been listening for about a year now and decided I owed the community a show. Not that long ago, about 2 years ago, I made the switch to Arch Linux. And so now I've got Arch on all of my computers. I'm running it on a desktop that, again, I built. I am running it on an Aspire 1. I'm running it on my Raspberry Pi, and I'm running it on my newly refurbished MacBook. So I'm definitely an Arch user in my personal life. I'm also a Linux engineer and have been for about 4 years. Done a lot of work with Red Hat and Red Hat family distributions, supporting things like Asterisk and DNS and all kinds of services, more than I can even really remember. That's really about all of how I got into Linux. Stay tuned. I may record future episodes on other things that may be of interest to hackers. Until then, this is X1101 saying stay free, stay open, and misbehave.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.